Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
99.9 KISW. We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Here are a couple fun ones. Steve, your shot of the day yesterday. Couple get a payout after water buffaloes fall into an Essex swimming pool. This happened over in England. They spent 10 months seeking compensation after 18 escaped water buffaloes stampeded through their garden, with eight of them taking a morning dip in their brand new swimming pool.
And again, if you live in England, that's the last animal you're worried about.
This couple, the Smith family, they retired. They said that their garden and pool were ruined after the animals,
pissed.
Which weigh about 600 kilograms each.
So what's that, about 2,000, about a ton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, about 1,500 pounds.
Caused about, about $30,000 U.S. worth of damage. Eight of them ended up falling into the pool, which cost the family some $60,000. That was their retirement gift to themselves. They just got all this stuff done. This happened when an electric fence failed last July, allowing the herd to breach a wooden fence and a hedge separating their field from the Smith's garden. When my wife went to make the morning tea, she glanced out of the kitchen window and saw eight water buffaloes in the pool. She called the equivalent of 911, which is 999 in England.
Mm-hmm.
And told them the fire brigade, they said, "We do not accept hoax calls." It took some persuading to get them to finally take us seriously. When they arrived, one of the buffaloes, spooked by their high-vis jackets, headed straight at them. So I guess the guy had like a bright orange or a bright red.
Oh, the way it reflects, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they wear, it is like yellow or green over there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Buffaloes are top-heavy, and the porcelain tiles around the pool were slippery, so they lost their grip, and once they were in, they could not get out of the pool again. Just so you know. Then we have the story of the family in New Jersey.
Quick question. You look out your window, there's a water buffalo in your pool. Do you think you would immediately be able to identify that it's a water buffalo?
I would think that if you live next door to that farm, you know what the animal is.
They do. I'm saying if it happened to you.
No, I mean, I wouldn't know what a water buffalo
is. There's something very large.
You know what they look like.
I'd say it's like a steer.
You know what they look like when you kind of like watch a nature documentary. You go like, oh, water buffalo. You know, because you kind of... But if I'm in England and assume there's not the farm, or if I'm in Seattle and I look outside,
for example,
if you
went to that safari drive thing,
Olympic game
over
farm.
In the peninsula, right?
Yeah.
And you did not know all the animals, so I'm not sure that I would have
called everything a buffalo, and I would have been wrong.
Yeah, but I
were they wild or domestic?
With these water buffalo,
yeah.
Well, England, you're saying?
They have been domesticated on a farm.
I guess.
I don't know that.
I'm looking up water buffaloes, and it says wild water buffalo or domestic?
Is there a difference in their appearance?
Well, let's find out.
Yeah, I'm just curious to know.
Nah, they look about the same.
Yeah, I would not know. Yeah,
domesticated ones are fatter.
They ring the doorbell,
probably. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think I would be startled, but I would know enough.
Take their shoes off when they're coming in your house. You know what I mean?
You'd be like, that's a water buffalo.
A little bit more class.
Why is it here?
Yeah. Again, alarming.
Right.
But I think I'd be able to tell.
Okay. All right.
There might be more animals that actually live in this area that I'd have a tougher time knowing.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. You're right.
Then we go to Hopewell Township, New Jersey. Family in New Jersey says a metallic object believed to be a meteorite fell from the sky and struck the roof of their home. It appears whatever came from the sky fell through the roof of the top window. That is my dad's bedroom. She found the hole in her father's home. She said at first she thought someone threw a rock, then realized it was more than that. We're thinking it's a meteorite that came through here and hit the floor.
because it's completely damaged. It ricocheted up to this part of the ceiling, then finally came down and rested on the floor. Fortunately, no one was home at the time. The chief astronomer of the Franklin Institute said it could be about 5 billion years old, probably left over from the beginning of the solar system. Here is my question.
Mm-hmm.
Meteorite falls through my roof, does all this damage.
Yeah.
Meteorite is mine, correct? Nobody can claim this damn thing.
I'm not sure,
if it's
5
billion years old and falls from the sky, I am sorry. If there's a finder, keeper, loser, weeper, better description.
I think that is technically what it is called, yes.
Anything in the world, that is. So if that meteorite is worth, I don't know, let's say $50,000, $100,000.
I think you can sell it to. So I think what happens is local museums or astronomers or planetariums, obviously they're going to reach out to you because they want to study it. All right. So they're not really. They're taking it from your possession, but I don't believe they're keeping it. They want to study it so they can, you know,
they can figure out the heavy metals or whatever.
Figure out the heavy metals is that from the solar system, the government, right? All that stuff. I think you can get it back. Obviously, they'll then want to display it. And I'm not sure, because I want to say there's like a kid that found a meteorite or something like that, right? And everybody wanted to get their hands on it, but the kid, who's much younger, is very much like, no, this is mine. The parents finally convinced him to give it up, but it's one of those things where it's not in his home. I believe it's on display, but they pay him like a monthly stipend or something to keep it. It's something.
Actually let you keep it just because it's from outer space.
Well, who owns outer space?
Right, because it's not radioactive, okay?
I mean, who puts dibs on that? It's like calling shotgun.
Right, it's not radioactive. I would get it if it's good, and if it's radioactive, you want it out of your home, right? But if it's generally, it's like iron and something else, but. It seems like, to Miles's point, like, bro, this came from outer space.
You can't claim this.
It's 5 billion years old. I mean, like, and it hit my house.
Like, the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum, that's actually the only time I've ever seen a meteor.
Meteorite.
All right. They have a little box, a little glass box, whatever. They don't own it. They can display that stuff.
That's what I'm saying. I think. All right, but what about if I find...
I'm
digging up my yard.
A woolly mammoth, right?
Right, there's a woolly mammoth...
In your backyard, because you just dug up the pool, because you wanted to retire, and...
Well, I will tell you, if it's in Seattle, based on my experience, they're going to take it
from
you.
Well, they found one in South Lake Union when they were digging up all the Paul Allen property.
But do you get the... But that's different, because you say, okay, this is Paul Allen's property. I'm doing the construction.
But this is your yard.
I've called 811. There's no power lines. I think that's the number. There's no power lines.
What? I bet the city of Seattle has a rule against you removing any dinosaur bones from your property.
Oh, hey.
You probably need a dinosaur bone inspector.
A tree can hit your house. We don't care. But if you find... if I find a woolly mammoth skull on my property because I'm digging up a new planter...
How can anyone else claim that? Like, it's your property.
Right.
I'm sorry.
But that tree was on someone's property.
I want to think you're right. I just think some museum's going to come in and be like, this is ours now.
Yeah, but I just don't think you can do that because I should be able to walk into a museum and go, all right, well, then now I want that one.
give me touchdown coffee.
You know what I mean? Let's baseball cards. Let's go. I want the T-Rex.
We found, like, either eminent domain, the silliness with the city council and the trees in your own yard and pruning it. Like, you can pay property tax on things, and you are expected to maintain it and all the things go along with it. But if you find anything that they want more than you do, then it seems to me, based on recent experience, you have no say in it.
The little girl in Maryland who was, she was actually shark tooth hunting, and she was in a stream on the eastern shore and found a megalodon tooth.
Yes, I remember that.
All right. So that might be on state property. That might be what, either way, she kept it. She found it. She kept it. It's hers. That's a dinosaur bone.
Sure.
For the most part. So I'm going to say, unless it's on someone else's specific property.
But if it's your property.
If it's your property.
Which I've discovered means nothing. But if it is on your property,
I want the meteorite. I want the meteorite.
Well, hang on. We actually have a meteorologist on the line. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Now, you're a meteorologist, correct?
Geologist.
Geologist. Thank you, Mike.
All right, what's the weather going to be like today there, meteorologist?
Okay, so I'm digging in my yard. I find this woolly mammoth, just the skull, you know, not even the whole thing. Do I get to keep it?
Yes.
Yeah, really?
Okay.
Absolutely.
So now, obviously the local museums are going to want to clean it up. They're going to want to display it. If I allow them to display it, say, for 3 years, is there any financial compensation or you just have bragging rights?
Probably not. There'll probably be a little sign that says donated or on loan from Miles.
Oh, thanks.
On loan.
Wait, hold on. I got to make sure you're a real GI. What are the three primary types of rocks?
Igneous, metamorphic, and sedimentary.
All right, so far, so good.
Or he just learned it now when you said it.
Limestone is categorized as what type of rock?
Sedimentary.
All right, see, okay, you're legit.
Now Miles trusts you.
Yeah.
All right, so in your work, what is the most interesting thing that you have found, whether it's on purpose or by accident?
Digging it. I found a nugget of gold the size of my fingernail.
That's cool.
All right.
Now, how much is that worth when you weigh that thing out and get some cash for that?
It was a little over an ounce, actually.
Oh wow!
All right. Okay. When you go through a rock layer and you're looking for any kind of a fossils or anything like that, can you pretty well date that and figure out at what point in time that rock formation was on the bottom of the floor? I guess like Pangaea era or whatever.
Absolutely.
Okay.
My master's work was doing the layers of the Grand Canyon.
My master's work was get back to the... Hey, man, it's just how it rolls. Have you gotten to go anywhere cool as a result of being a geologist?
Yeah, I spent the summer going down the Grand Canyon and worked on in Hawaii.
Okay, so if I'm in the Grand Canyon, right, say we're doing like the river flow, Colorado River, right, and I'm looking at the walls, how many different, quote-unquote, layers of rock are we looking at?
Depending on how, hundreds, mostly dozens, but I mean, depends on like how fine you want to go.
All right. Well, could you look and see when the asteroid or the meteor hit the Gulf of Mexico? Can you see that layer of ash, you know, at the extinction period? Do you know exactly? Could you kind of figure that out?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because there are certain heavy metals that were thrown out. And they'll be deposited in a certain layer, so you can like dig down through the layers, and then you just cross match the heavy metals.
Okay, now based on your profession, where would you like to dig most? Just on planet Earth, where's the place you'd want to go most? Where do you think has the most interesting story to tell through rock?
Depends on what you're looking for, but I actually like Southern Arizona, Northern Mexico, because I like a lot of crystal and silver, gold.
What about some of these? What about some of the plates that got pushed up? Like, you know, you're talking about the Himalayas. So you're 26,000 feet,
right?
You know, what I mean, that stuff was pushed up from the very bottom of the ocean. So I would have to think that's pretty crazy. Granted, very cold to dig, but at the same point in time, I mean, that's got to be crazy to be up there and see like shark teeth, you know, in rocks. Because you're, you know, 23,000 feet.
Well, the Himalayas are actually one of the newer mountains on Earth because they've been pushed up and they're like they're all so jagged.
So generally speaking,
older the better.
But isn't that the theory with like if Noah had an ark that it's stuck in the side of a mountain somewhere?
Yeah, Mount Ararat in Turkey is the working theory. So it's true. So typically, the taller the mountains, the newer they are, right? Just lack of erosion, etc.
Exactly.
So based on your best guess, how many years would have to pass before the Himalayas are the size of the Appalachians?
Oh, billions.
Wow, okay, so it is billions of years.
All right, I got a random question for you. You're down in that part of Arizona, you're digging for rocks, but you find some artifacts. Like, what do you do? You got to call a museum? Can you just be like, we'll keep this one?
I run it up the flagpole, because don't know about artifacts. That's not what I study.
Right.
So if I came across something, I'd like, well, we need to talk to a paleontologist or somebody else.
Have you ever had a paleontologist or archaeologist end up messing up your dig? So in other words, you're digging for rock. Obviously, you hit this treasure trove of stuff, whether it be dinosaur bones or native pottery, and then they swoop in and basically take over your spot.
No. because I'm not digging in any of those areas that they beat.
Can you kick game with this rock guy stuff? I mean, you go to a bar in Arizona, I mean, like you tell people you work in the rock industry. I mean, does that help?
No, but you know, there's some cats that like do some casual panning for gold, and you wouldn't even know it. But you know, I ran across this one dude that had a suitcase full of gold dust vials.
And how much do you think that's worth?
It's the price of gold, but he used to say he just would do it in his spare time. And like when the price of gold would go up or he needed money, he'd go into town and sell some of them.
sells gold flakes.
Damn.
All right. Then they put it on ice cream and sold it for $1,000.
Well, listen, under the radar.
You need to do yourself a favor. And like Miles said, next time you meet some hot chick, tell her I'm in the rock industry.
That's right.
You want to go see Tool tonight, baby?
Yeah, do the rock industry.
I got to hook you up.
It's real. No, she'll be disappointed later, but you're going to start strong. That's all we're saying. You start with the rock thing.
Exactly. Wear like a Tool shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, working rock.
Oh, yeah, working rock industry. Yeah.
What's the strangest thing that's ever happened to you at home or happened at your home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joe Dredd. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Oh, yeah. Hola.
Hey, I want to throw back to that question about the wild and domestic water buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can identify the domestic water buffalo by their necktie.
Okay. That clears it up.
I'm glad I got a laugh out of you guys on that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so anyway, I got
you guys is generous.
Yeah.
One guy. Yeah. One guy.
That's right. Your buddy Thrill gave you a courtesy laugh.
Yeah, you're batting 250.
No, I can always count on Thrill. He's my butt.
There you go. It's a bass player thing, man.
That's right. Brothers for life. Anyway, so now I got a ghost story for you. You guys believe in ghosts at all?
Nah, I mean, I haven't had experience with one, so it's not that I don't believe in them. But
my wife swears that she saw one, her and her friend, so... And I believe my wife, so there you go.
Okay, so I had never experienced ghosts ever, but then when I met my wife, she's intuitive, and they talk to her. And, I mean, I've got plenty ghost stories because of her, but this one, a ghost followed us home. And it started with us doing the Haunted in Seattle tour down in Pioneer Square.
All right.
And they have where they start and end the tour is, of course, it's like their gift shop, right? But they've got this creepy, the only way to describe it is this doll that's creepy AF.
All right.
I mean, you look at it and you go, oh, I want nothing to do with this, right? But they said there was a ghost attached to this doll. So on the way home, my wife's like, we have a passenger with us. It's sitting in the back seat. And I'm like, really? Do you know who it is? She says, yeah, it was the ghost attached to that damn doll. So we pull into the garage, and she's like, no, give me some time. You go in the house, and let me just sit out here. I'm going to make sure they don't follow us into the house. So she has actually gone through training on how to hone in her abilities to deal with this stuff. And she helped this ghost to cross over. So now, if you go to do this haunted Seattle tour and they point out that doll, well, that ghost isn't there anymore. That ghost has crossed over. Compliments of my wife.
Mm. Joe, I want you to have this thought in your head. When you wake up one morning at 3 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the night and your wife is straddling you and there's a knife above her head and she's got both hands on it and she's ready to plunge it into your chest. I just want you to remember that Miles said I told you so.
Okay, hold on now, Miles. There was a time years back where we were laying in bed on a Sunday morning just talking and we hear this slam in the kitchen. And I walk out there and there's this heavy cutting board laying in the middle of the floor. And the thing is, the cutting board sits between the microwave and a cupboard, a little like 3-inch space. There's no way it could fall out on its own. And she's like, oh yeah, we got a visitor. Let me help them to move on.
I'm putting in the papers.
I'm done right now.
Baby, I love you, but I can't be with you.
Yeah, I'm kicking out of the house. I'm sorry,
weird,
man.
I love you, man. You're freaking me out, man. What's the strangest thing that's ever happened at your home? 206-803-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what is the strangest thing that's ever happened at your home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mason. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing? How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great, man.
That's good to hear. So, if you'd like to hear my story, I'm here to tell you guys that this actually be wild.
Okay, this is the perfect place to tell us, man. What's your story?
So, back in about 2017, right after I had graduated from high school, I had stayed at my uncle's or my dad's for like a week or two, and I just wasn't at my mom's, and so I come back one day and my mom's, you know, kind of like freaked out and they're like installing like a security camera system. And I'm like, well, you know, what the heck's going on here? None of it makes sense. I don't even know. I'm out of the loop. And so I hear the story from my mom and she's telling me like, hey, so I like woke up in the middle of the night, she says, to somebody trying to like crawl into her bed.
What?
Yes. And so she's like, you know, get out of here. Like, what are you doing? And the person, I think the scariest part was the guy like laid down at the foot of the bed to try and like hide. Maybe like thinking that, oh, she doesn't know what, she's not awake. She doesn't know. And she keeps saying it and she kind of gets up and the dude like tears out of the room and like out the front door. And I'm just baffled by the story. And because we have two dogs, we have a Chesapeake Bay Retriever and a Rottweiler. So it's like this guy got past these two dogs and then just somehow got out the front door without anybody knowing or the dogs like taking notice of it.
How do you think the dogs didn't notice? My dog knows if you're coming over because you thought about it.
Exactly. They bark at everyone and everything, even myself. So we were thinking he must have had something for the dogs, like treats, maybe scoped it out, thinking that we had, you know, the dogs knowing, you know, brought him some treats or something of the sort.
Jesus, man.
Did they ever try to come back? Did the camera work? Did they catch the guy?
He actually did come back. He came back about two or three times over the next like few weeks. So I would go home to my mom's for a bit and then you know, I would go back to somewhere for the weekend maybe. And I remember once she's like, well, she woke up in the morning, she's on her way to home to work, her way to work, and she sees a ladder like outside her bedroom window, and her bedroom window cracked open. So she's like, she came back. He had to have gone and found this ladder somewhere because we didn't have a ladder.
So,
and it was, sorry.
Did you file a police report? I mean, did they ever catch this guy?
So they never caught him. And we never, we called the police department, and one of them, or the sheriff, was actually my friend's dad from high school.
All right.
So he was actually really helpful. You know, he was kind of coming along, and he didn't live far from our house at all. So it was a very quick and easy call to get him to the house. Well, unfortunately, we never caught the guy. And I remember, I think the last time he really came around was my best friend and I, we went to go see a movie. And it was like a late showing. And we had come back from the movie and say it's like, I don't know, midnight, maybe almost 1 o'clock. And everybody in the house is like downstairs. We can see through the window and all the lights were on. Like, what the heck's going on here, Mom? And it turns out the guy had like just came back again. Like maybe a minute before we showed up, the alarm went off in the house. The door was wide open. And he like busted out or like something.
Does anybody else in the general hood have a run-in with this guy, or was it just your mom's house?
It was just my mom's house. So, I mean, we really don't know. Maybe it was somebody that we knew. Maybe it was, like, the creepy neighborhood kid. You know, we really had no idea. And then it just stopped.
That's wild. Yeah, that's pretty terrifying.
He was persistent. He, for whatever reason, he really liked your mom.
That's really scary,
yeah,
man.
It was real scary. Yeah, it was terrifying. And my dad, of course, had to say the thing of, like, well, here's the thing, is the time that you caught him probably wasn't his first time inside. So it was like, oh.
Why would he say that out loud, man? Like,
right. Just, you know?
You might be right, but shut up, man. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Does your mom still live in the same, does she still live in the same place?
Actually, yes. So if that, you know, if that guy better not be cut around. I remember, I mean, my best friends and I, we were sitting out there like the Goonies and the Lost Boys just waiting. You know,
right? Yeah,
so yeah, I would too, man.
In the morning, yeah, it was scary times.
And you said it was a couple of times over a period of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, there was like the three times I really remember was like the first one that my mom telling me the ladder, and then the third time when me and my best friend missed him by like a minute. I remember we ran for. I don't know, ran around the whole neighborhood for like 30 minutes trying to find the guy.
Yeah, the cops wouldn't know if this had happened in the area. So if it was a similar break-in to a different place, they would know that this has happened multiple times and know they've got somebody in the area.
But that's crazy. It was crazy. Yeah. It was a really wild time for us.
See, I'm right at that point. Yeah, if I did not own the home and I rented the place, I would probably move.
Yeah, if I'm renting, I'm definitely.
If I'm renting, I'm like, if I own the place, I just gotta bite the bullet because it's my home and I own it. But if I'm renting, I'm like, look, whenever this lease is up, probably gonna find a new place to live.
I think the worst part about that story, and this is me, man, but like, you know, I lived in one apartment where we got robbed of some stuff, and you're irritated, you're pissed off, you violated all the stuff, any emotion any human's gonna go through, but I can't imagine someone climbing into bed with me.
Right. Yeah,
because
yeah.
Now the creep low, at least, you know, I understand why a thief steals stuff. Either they want it or they're going to sell it, right? It doesn't make me happy, but you can justify that in your brain without it being weird. But climbing into bed and then to do it repeatedly, and then the dogs. Listen, man, I don't want to call your dogs useless, but Jesus H. Christ.
I've never known a dog that wouldn't bark at that.
And you got two of them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand.
Yep.
My dog barks at every goddamn body.
Homeless man, here's one, got into Owen Wilson's home in Santa Monica Tuesday night, rummaged around for a while, and ended up putting on a pair of his pajamas.
Side note, Owen Wilson wears pajamas.
Owen Wilson was not home. He looks like the kind of guy
he
that
does.
Would wear pajamas.
He does look
he
like
looks
the type
like the guy
of dude
that, would have
that wears
big
pajamas.
Onesie. And you'd
right.
be like, and the girl will go, oh, look, oh, he's got a onesie on. Just so you it's cuter now.
Wow, these are so cute.
Yes.
They even have feet in them. For the record, having a onesie seems pretty normal to me, but wearing pajamas.
As an adult.
Yeah, I mean, you
got onesie is a pajama.
It is, but like. Most people I know that own onesies wear them for specific things.
Sure.
Like, I don't think they put them on to go to sleep.
If it's him, though, he's got, like, a onesie. He's got pajamas, like, with his face all over them.
And you know they cost, like, $10,000.
Oh, those are so cute.
But just the fact that he wears pajamas, like, hey, to me, that's the real story. People get their house broken into all the time. And weird people do weird things. I'm like, wait a minute. You're a grown-ass man. You wear pajamas?
Oh, my God.
I mean...
If you saw Ryan Gosling and you went to his home.
Not a pajama guy.
I bet he is.
No.
Oh, he's got so cute. Silk pajamas, man.
Oh, he's got pajamas.
I think Owen Wilson, as odd as it is, it does not surprise me. I feel like he might wear pajamas. Well, now we know he does. Nicolas Cage is either butt naked or wears pajamas.
Ben Affleck sleeps in underwear or nothing or a shirt, right?
Well, does a robe not count as pajamas?
A robe's a robe. Like, put it this way. You wouldn't feel crazy opening your front door in a robe because somebody knocked on your door in the morning. And if you're the person knocking on the door, you would not be shocked to see a grown man wearing a robe. That means he's wearing underwear. You knocked on his door, he's covered. Right. If you showed up and a grown-ass man's wearing pajamas...
I think chicks dig it. I think that if you were if you're in a robe, you're creepy. If you're in pajamas, like, look how cute you are.
But you're already Owen Wilson. You don't need pajamas. Like, we need pajamas to be cute, if that's the word.
I bet Matt Damon wears pajamas.
I think there's just pajama
sleeps naked.
There's pajama people out there.
Well, obviously there are.
I respect it.
I just...
Mike, I'm shocked you don't slip into a pair of pajamas.
John Stamos, silk pajamas. Yes or no?
He might wear silk pajamas, yes. But he would also wear them to the grocery store because he knows he looks good. Put it this way. He doesn't sleep in them. He puts them on so that you can see him in silk pajamas. But I think when he goes home, he's back in his underwear.
What if it's exactly the opposite of this? So the toughest dudes, like a Danny Trejo or somebody.
Right.
He's not in pajamas. He's like in a onesie. Like, hey, man, how's it going?
I don't know about a onesie, but I can see Danny Trejo.
I know a lot of people with onesies. I don't know any of them that sleep in them.
I feel like of all the people we just brought up, if anyone owned onesie pajamas, it would be Owen Wilson.
Correct.
And somehow, Danny Trejo, that threw me for a loop. But I can see him in silk pajamas. You know what I mean? Just look at all mean and everything.
Police found the guy in his neighbor's yard in his pajamas. They booked him for felony burglary. He did not take anything else. They believe, did not know whose home he'd broken into.
So I don't think
it wasn't an intentional, as far as targeting Owen Wilson.
But here's my question, though. All right, so I have no intention of stealing anything in your home. I'm homeless. I just want a warm place. I want some new clothes, okay? I break into your home, and obviously I'm going to assume Owen Wilson has a fine selection of clothing. Is it the pajamas you're going to take?
Apparently, the guy liked pajamas. They were probably really nice pajamas.
I'm sure they were. And do you think that the homeless guy was shocked, like, these are goddamn pajamas for a grown-ass man. Don't mind if I do.
Yeah.
Because if you're homeless, you want to be comfortable. Pajamas are comfortable, right?
That's what I'm saying. He might have just broken in and been like, that was the easiest thing he had to get.
Yeah.
Like, this is his beach house, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Sure, his regular residence has more clothes.
But do you think they also have pajamas?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think somebody will text in. Again, Mike, I felt like you were a pajama guy.
Like, I got pajama bottoms. Like, I don't have the full-on footy pajama thing, but...
No. Take the onesie out of it.
All right.
I got the pajamas. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I don't... Like, I know other grown men that, I think, wear pajamas.
Now, there's a couple of people here, so...
I'd like to be that guy, but I just wear mesh shorts. I'd like to be like, all right, it's 9:45. I'm putting on my pajamas.
A couple of people here, Night Pants Nation, pajama, a.k.a. Night Pants. Someone else says, I own pajamas. I don't wear them for bed, but I do wear them at night around the house.
Correct. That's exactly what I'll do. I will go home, and I will immediately strip up what I've got, and I will put on... I call them comfies. I call them my house pants. But this time of year, it's mesh shorts. It's too hot for pajamas right now. But in the wintertime, you bet.
And someone here says, I know someone in sports radio that has a unicorn onesie, and he loves it. Look, I don't know what goes on in sports radio, man, but I swear, of all the weirdest cats I've met in radio, sports radio seemed to lean the most that way.
Right? These unicorn pajamas are soft.
Because there's like this macho thing that they put out when they're doing the show. And then sometimes, as you learn more about some of your coworkers, you're like,
That's the weird
thing. You're an odd dude, but because you're doing sports radio, you can't really let on to any of your weirdness, right? You know what I mean?
You gotta be a tough guy.
Right.
But I'm a tough guy.
Then when they're done, you know, it's kind of like, wow, brother. You know what I mean? I did not expect that of you.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I own a onesie. I don't wear it for pajamas.
Saying Owen Wilson, I could just see opening the door, and he's in this big onesie.
What is on your onesie? Is there a pattern, or is it just
my cat?
Just onesie.
I can't remember. I don't have them anymore. They all match. It was something for a festival. We were like, all right, let's buy
sausage. Is awesome.
Yeah, it was like SpongeBob or something. Okay. It's like, all right, cool.
I will tell you this: for Christmas, the best gift we got my daughter. I don't know, my wife has summer online, but you take your pets' faces and you put them on pajamas. Oh, yeah. Because my daughter wears pajamas basically 24/7.
All right.
She was broken to tears when she saw these things.
Yeah.
I mean, is that Rainbow? Is that Molly? We're like, well, yeah, man. You know, we got your pets. She wears those things all the time.
Nice.
My mother-in-law's been getting me pajamas for Christmas every year.
Full pajamas or just the pants?
No, full pajamas.
Because she doesn't want you having sex with her daughter.
Right.
It's an immediate deterrent.
What is Christmas pajamas are a thing, though. Like, generally, if you're going to see a picture of a whole family of pajamas, it's somewhere around the holidays.
You're 100% correct.
When I grew up, we always got pajamas. I have a pair of fleece pajama pants that I only wear on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yeah!
Someone here says, well, now you got to sleep naked. That way, you and the home invader. Listen, I used to sleep naked until my kids started climbing into bed.
Yeah.
Right when they were young. Seriously, then I was like, nope, we are done with this.
What is the strangest thing that's ever happened at your home? 206-803-ROCK.
And someone has a good point. Could be your next question of the day. What do people sleep in? Pajamas, shorts, sweatshirts, sweatpants.
I'll sleep naked.
Nothing. I used to, man. It's the most comfortable way to go.
I totally sleep.
Oh, my God.
I need to get some of those cooling sheets.
Oh, brother, I'm telling you, you sleep naked.
Yeah, I know, but I still like.
I just have a hard time sitting around on any surface with a bare bum.
Yeah.
Like, I know I've wiped and stuff. It just feels weird. I need some type of.
Really?
Either my boxer briefs are still on, I'm wearing mesh shorts. Like, unless I'm outside somewhere, like near a river where I'm physically naked, I'll sit in a camping chair, but I just got out of the water. Like, yeah, the idea of sleeping all night, like, I don't know, man. I get hot at night. Like, I need something to protect the sheets.
Yeah. Protect the sheets from the butt sweat.
Yep. Okay. What's the strangest thing that ever happened at your home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mikey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Doing great.
Fantastic. First time caller, actually. So mine's creepy.
Cool.
Just to put that out there, like, so I was living in Linwood with my mom at the time. I was graduating high school the next year, and she had a new boyfriend, so she was out of town all the time. I'm sitting in my bedroom, which is the top floor, but I could see all the way to the back of the living room. I'm sitting there listening to music, playing video games, doing my thing, and I see somebody wearing a Robin's Egg blue sweater go across the bottom of the stairs.
Inside of your home.
Yes. And I know that all the doors are locked. I know that there's no way somebody could be in there, but I also know that if I needed to leave, I would fall two stories.
Okay.
So I slam my door shut, crank the music, and I sit there for a minute, just scared out of my mind. All right, cool. Well, okay, there's a ghost in here. We have a ghost in the house. I'm going to go ahead and try not to die. I've watched way too many horror movies, by the way, just at that point. It was just the creepiest thing that I've ever seen. It was like my mom's height, my sister's height, but Robin's Egg blue.
You mean his face, like Avatar? Are you talking about like his whole body was blue or just the sweater?
No, just the sweater.
All right. So did you go out just and try to confront this guy?
No, absolutely not. No, I've seen entirely too many horror movies. I'm not trying to die in my living room.
So you convince yourself that this is a ghost, not someone in your home?
Correct, because I know that every single door in the house is locked.
Well, what if they were already in the house when you locked the doors? Seen those horror movies?
Think about that.
I mean, break-ins happen on locked doors.
So what ended up happening? Did you just go to sleep, or did you go out and check on this thing?
I mean, if they were already in the house, like, why didn't they just come up and tag me directly?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you just wanted to steal something or wear your pajamas.
Exactly.
Eat food. So were you convinced that you had a ghost in your house?
Oh, 100%.
You know, I read something recently. It's a book I'm reading. It's just the funniest side, but I thought the guy made a good point. He said, look, people freak out. So you watch all these movies, your house is haunted, and like a poltergeist opens the doors to your kitchen cabinets, and people need to move, and they freak out. And he's like, I don't care. He's like, my cat does more damage, and my dog does more damage than the poltergeist does. Like, the worst thing that a haunted house has is occasionally somebody moans something in the middle of the night, and they leave cabinet doors open. He's like, I don't care. It's like, what's the problem? He's like, my insurance doesn't cover it, so I can't go down that route. He's like, they're not really doing anything. Okay, they push the chair across the room. Push it back to the table. He's like, what do they do? They don't really talk to you. They're there. Maybe they go boo. And he goes, all right, I see, you know, like some wispy old lady on the stairs. He's like, now what? What do you got there? You're looking at me, I'm looking at you. F you. I don't care. It's like you can walk through.
Some places just feel a little spooky and haunted.
Sure, sure.
Like that building we lived in for the first 6 months, I'm looking at it right now. That building always creeped me out.
I'm sure many people have died and half of them were murdered in that building.
Correct.
Just given its history, its location, I'm convinced of that. But I never felt creeped out.
But in that nice apartment on the top floor.
But I still felt like, I'm sure 8 people have died here.
Oh, I felt creeped out in there.
Really?
Yeah.
I never really felt creeped out. Like I said, I'm confident that multiple people over the years have died under suspicious circumstances, we'll say. But I never felt creeped out.
I never felt that weird.
But I was going to say, yeah, like I lived... Right, I lived in that house in Baltimore, and I lived in a room where 2 people had died.
See that?
So it was creepy, but I never, like,
I don't know. I never saw like a ghost or was like, oh my God, I'm going to see ghosts all
you
the
lived
time.
In a room where two people actually died in a fire.
I feel like you don't need to see
that. And that apartment's creepy?
Yeah, no, like, man.
Yes, those hallways and stuff. I'm looking at it.
Two people
right now.
Died.
I know.
Where you were sleeping.
Like, correct.
In a fire.
Yeah.
You don't need to see the ghost. Like, oh, I know they're dead.
Jesus. I just know one weekend you were both gone. And I was in there by myself eating pizza and I was like, this place is goddamn creepy.
Brian Castle coming up.
I didn't know anybody to call over.
We've got the 10 cheesiest hair metal ballads of all times on the way with Sit and Spin. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.